Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. Just a nice friendly reminder that you need to subscribe and rate the podcast because, you know, gosh, Dr. Shapley, we have like almost 150 episodes now.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is.
And they're probably like, who is he talking to? you know, I want to welcome everyone to and say hello to my good friend, Dr. Christopher Shapley. He is an integrative practitioner at North Star Vets in Robbinsville, New Jersey. So thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You know, I've known you for a long time. So yes. I want to talk to the listeners about our brotherhood, our friendship that we have. You know, it's so important to have that in veterinary medicine.
You need it.
Right?
You need your friends. You need
people to
lean on, talk to, support you on your good days, cheer you on your bad days.
You really do.
Yeah.
You know, I've unfortunately have seen some things in our profession that's been like, oh, that's unfortunate. You know, we need to elevate and support one another now more so than ever, right?
Yeah, we need to work together. We need, everybody put aside their differences. Everybody work together,
yes.
Help each other out. Build each other up.
Build each other up is right. Absolutely. And so we've known each other for a while. So just to our listeners, it's so funny. So backstory to Dr. Chris Shapley and myself, I used to relief for the practice that he was at many years ago.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, that was forever ago.
And so I never really saw you. I've heard of you, of course, but I was always filling in for you.
Yes.
And then, cut to the fact that we worked together at another veterinary hospital for many years. And now he's gone on to this wonderful new chapter where he's surrounded by incredible specialists. And you're the only integrative practitioner that does herbs.
Yeah, I'm the only one that does herbs and acupuncture. We do have two other integrative practitioners. They're on the rehab side of things.
Right.
So they do underwater treadmill, acupuncture, and pain management.
Yeah. And we have to give a shout out, by the way, to Dr. Tammy Anderson, because she is our veterinary hero.
Yes.
For 2022. She won the award for internal medicine. She's just incredible. So shout out to her. So I want to talk about a really cool service that you and North Star Vets are currently doing. So talk to us a little bit about what you got coming up in the pipeline.
Okay. So we're developing a platform for teleintegrative medicine. So basically, it's for veterinarians to call me, and we'll most likely be doing it via Zoom. We're still ironing out all the details, but veterinarians will be able to call me for those clients that want to do integrative medicine. So they want to integrate herbs into the treatment modality, or they just want to exclusively do herbal medicine, or they've tried everything on the Western side and it's time to crack open the Eastern side of the medicine.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you know, I was thinking too, I was like, gosh, you must have seen such an influx with COVID and quarantine, you know, people knowing things are going on with their dogs or being home more a little bit. And they want to try other alternatives.
Yes.
That are out there, right?
Yes, they do.
They're reading up on it and, mm-hmm. and they want to know more. Have you noticed an uptake since where we were, say, 2 years ago to where we are now?
I would say from the time I first started, which was in 2015, to the time right before the pandemic, there was a slow increase and a building interest. And then once COVID hit, everybody was like, I just want to do, you know, more alternative medicine. I want to try herbs instead of, you know, pharmaceuticals. I want to do everything I can for my pet. I want to blend Eastern and Western. I want to just do all the modalities because I want my fur baby,
right,
to be better and get the best quality of medicine imaginable.
And now you're going to be able to do that, you know, in the virtual space, which
absolutely
is cool.
Yeah.
Because think about it this way too. I want to share this with our colleagues that there is some hesitation for some about virtual care and telemedicine, but we're so busy.
Yeah.
We're so busy. And to have a consultation, I'm sure, to talk to them a little bit about some integrative modalities, that's got to be a good, nice time cruncher. So you can have that nice one-on-one FaceTime with
exactly.
them. Exactly. Right?
So what I would be doing is speaking directly with the veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
The pet parent, again, can be present. I always want to kind of take a look at a couple of things on the PET, just, you know, small details from my pattern diagnosis. But yeah, it can be a one-on-one. It doesn't have to be an hour long, you know, 20-minute, 15-20-minute one-on-one Zoom call, and just kind of discuss what's going on with the fur baby and how I can help or how I can recommend additional modalities.
Now, do they have to be in, we're located in New Jersey, yes, but can it be in other states too?
Or they can be anywhere in the country.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm going to make myself available, obviously, during East Coast time frames. I usually work 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'll be able to take calls and do
consultations
during those hours.
Excellent. And what do you think are the most common questions that you probably get from, say, myself as a general practitioner, if we're thinking about reaching out to you?
So when we've run out of our pharmaceuticals that are prescribed, in the sense of, like, you know, they're just not working as well, you know, the fur baby is still in pain, or we can't quite 100% manage the diabetes, or, you know, Western medicines cause, you know, severe gastroenteritis, colitis, and they want to, you know, try an herbal modality instead. Or if we just want a synergistic approach, a client driven, you know,
right,
where the owner themselves is saying, hey, I would like to try some herbs and some alternative medicine, as opposed to exclusively pharmaceuticals, or they just want to eliminate pharmaceuticals altogether.
Yeah. And we have those clients. We definitely, yes, have those clients that just say, no, that's a no-go. I want to go either completely holistic or, you know, look at other modalities. So I think it's great because, you know, from my experience too, I mean, clients are really doing their research. They really, yes, are looking at everything, yes, before, you know, they say, here's my credit card and sign off, mm-hmm, on things. So, and I think having this ability to, you know, remote you in and have, yep, your expertise and lean on you is going to be so powerful.
Well, and it'll take some pressure off of the veterinarians, yes, that I'm doing these consultations with, because as opposed to frantically trying to find somebody in the area that can help them, all they have to do is call me, and I can tell them what herbal formulations I would recommend. And again, we'll have that 101. We'll have that teamwork that's right, so missing nowadays.
And I think when I have the client that's in, you know, my exam room, and they say, Dr. Kristen, what are your thoughts on, you know, this herb? Instead of me saying, oh, I don't know, I said, you know what? I have the perfect person that I, yes, can reach out to.
Yes.
And if you just give me a couple of days, I can set up a consultation with Dr. Chris Shapley at North Star Vets. I can, yes, chat with them, get, and, you know, that must be so powerful to a client. They must love that.
They really, really do. And I'm actually experiencing that at North Star now, because, you know, we're in the age of information technology. Right. So, you know, you have, you know, the world's knowledge at your fingertips. And a lot of owners have already started their pets on herbal formulations, you know, and then come to our specialists. And let's say your pet's having a, you know, anesthetic procedure. We want to make sure, is it safe, or do we need to do a washout period? And, you know, it's nice that my colleagues at North Star are able to lean on me and say, hey, Dr. Shapley, is this herb okay? Can we do anesthesia? Is it right if I add this pharmaceutical in? Is it going to interact? Is it going to cause any problems? And, you know, I'm right there and I can answer them. And now with this service that we're in the process of developing, the veterinarians at home can now just contact me and just say, Dr. Shapley, is this the right herb? Is this herb okay?
I think it's brilliant with what you guys are doing, because, you know, we, here at DVM360, we chat a lot about, around the country, about access to care, mm-hmm, and desert hospitals and locations. The fact that some of these, you know, these pet owners cannot even find a veterinarian, let alone to find an integrated practitioner. Yes. So I do think that it opens up this opportunity for us to collaborate on a national or even global level, at least, but,
yeah,
you know, for the greater good of these animals, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the fact that I can help out my colleagues that are, let's say, in the middle of West Virginia, where, yeah, there's not another veterinarian for, you know, 30 miles, and mom wants to put Fluffy on, you know, this crazy herb that, yeah, you've never heard of before that she read about online. Well, that's why I'm there. Yeah. You know, that's where I can help.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to share a nice little anecdote with the listeners, is that we worked together in exam rooms, for instance. Physically, we worked together in the hospital. And what I will share, and I really hope that to the listeners, I hope you have someone out there that can do something similar, is because, the clients literally love the idea that I said, wait a minute, hold on, before you leave, let's try this first, Mom. Let's try this, Dad. I'm going to bring in Dr. Shapley. I'm going to have him chat with you a little bit about some, you know, we're going to do some acupuncture. And I think this is going to work well with our treatment plan that we have in place. So I want to thank you because, you know, I'm a doxaholic.
Yeah, of course.
And so I have so many of my back dogs I have sent you, as well as my own personal ones that you've done amazing work with you, with everyone. So, you know, I want to share that with you because it's such an important aspect that we have in veterinary medicine. And then also, North Star Vets also has a magazine, right, called Pet Perspectives.
Yes.
And you're featured in there.
Yes.
That's
awesome.
Yes, I am. Congratulations.
For the, I believe, the fall.
Yeah, so you're going to be in the fall issue of Pet Perspective in New Jersey, which is awesome. I think that's great that they have their magazine that's there for veterinary specialty emergency hospitals in their locations in New Jersey. So that's fantastic. So where can we learn more about you and about North Star Vets?
So you can go to northstarvets.com. My social media, I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I don't remember any of my.
That's okay. We can put it in the show notes for you too. So we'll stalk you and put your accounts in there as well.
And then I also can be reached at C Shapley. That's S-H-A-P-L-E-Y. At northstarvets.com. I do have a lot of veterinarians that email me there and kind of ask me questions too.
Excellent. So it's Dr. Chris Shapley, our friends at North Star Vets, integrative medicine. We're chatting about acupuncture, herbal formulations, dietary and lifestyle counseling, customizable therapeutic plans using holistic and conventional medicine are all available via this consultation and service that you have, which is great. So I want to thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, everybody. And thank you for all you do. Thank you to our friends at North Star Vets. So northstarvets.com is where you can learn more about that. And we're going to put all that information in, like I said, in the show notes. So thank you again, Dr. Shapley.
Thank you.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Continue to do great work out there. Take care of each other. Support one another. Elevate one another. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.